The Atlanta Hawks have some PR problems. It was revealed this week that the team's general manager made racially charged comments about Sudanese basketball player Luol Deng. Danny Ferry said Deng, quote, has a little African in him, and then went on to call him a cheat and liar. Meanwhile, Hawks owner Bruce Levinson announced his intent to sell the franchise after a two-year-old email was uncovered that outlines concerns about the team's fan base. Levinson wrote, my theory is that the black crowd scared away the whites. For reaction and to talk more about the racial divide in Atlanta sports, we reach Nubias Wilborn. He's the co-founder of ESPN's blog on the Hawks, hawkshoop.com.
There are a lot of people in Atlanta that are upset because, quite honestly, Bruce Levinson's email basically said there aren't enough affluent African-Americans in Atlanta to carry a season ticket base. And I think that's malarkey, to be quite frank. There are plenty of them. The question is, do you provide an exciting enough product?
What's the speculation about why this information is being made public now? I mean, this is years later. Some people are saying maybe he wants to offload the team.
Well, yes. I mean, the Hawks had a deal set in 2011 to sell the team. They had an owner set up. Everything was good. But the problem was when the NBA went and investigated, the guy's money didn't quite add up to what they felt could sustain a franchise. So they ended up not selling to him. They've tried several other times since to sell as a group, and it just hasn't worked. So after that, they kept the team, took off the name Atlanta Spirit, and just tried to rebrand themselves. It never worked. So to me, I think Bruce Levinson finally wanted out, and he wanted out before Danny Ferry's comments came out, because Danny Ferry's comments were recorded, and they happened in the aftermath of everything with Donald Sterling. So I think this is one way, a way to sell, and two, a way for him not to embarrass himself. The most interesting thing is the Hawks didn't actually do any of the things in email. I go to the games all the time. The organist literally plays hip-hop organ. The cheerleaders are still majority black. Rapper 2 Chainz, for instance, sits with Bruce Levinson and the owners at a majority of the games. So for him to bring the email out after the fact and he didn't do any of it, to me, tells me he wanted to get out in front of the Danny Ferry situation and or wanted to sell anyway.
Just for a point of comparison, what is the relationship, say, with the NFL team, the Falcons? I mean, obviously, the NFL has a very diverse fan base, but it seems like there's a different attitude towards them in Atlanta.
Well, there's a much different attitude towards them in Atlanta, and this goes back to 2002 when the Falcons signed Mike Vick, and you had a black quarterback in Atlanta, and that matters because Atlanta is a very strong African-American community, and we want to see people who look like us in prominent positions. So both white and black and everybody else feel that they're included in the experience. It's a totally different relationship. Plus, the NFL has done a great job of marketing itself, whereas the NBA, going back to the 70s, has always had an issue of not wanting to be seen as too black of a league. You have to remember the previous commissioner put in a dress code because he was afraid of the hip-hop images of guys like Allen Iverson that they've presented. So they've always fought this issue of not being seen as quote-unquote too black or too hip-hop to not scare off the quote-unquote white fans. So yeah, it's always been an issue in the NBA, and I don't know how they fix it.
Nubias Wilborn, thanks so much for speaking with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Nubias Wilborn, he's the co-founder of ESPN's blog on the Hawks, hawkshoop.com. He spoke to us about Atlanta Hawks owner Bruce Levinson surrendering his franchise over racially insensitive comments he made in a 2012 email.